Right, guys, it's Mike Five from New Music Saturday. We've got a fantastic show this week. Both parts one and two are absolutely brilliant. Loads of banging tunes. I just wanted to let you know, and we do mention it in the episode, but you can now leave us a voice message directly to the show. If you go to anchor.fm/newmusicsaturday/message, you can leave us a message, talk about anything you like. If you're in a band, promote your own stuff. If you're going to a gig, if you heard something you liked, if you just want to say hello, if you just want to say bacon, you can do whatever you want. But do interact with the show. It's great to hear from you guys. We really appreciate all the support. So it's anchor.fm/newmusicsaturday/message. Thank you so much and enjoy the show. Cheers, guys.
We could play epic music, or we could speak in an overdramatic tone, or even set off fireworks. But that's just not smarty. Instead, we let our offer do the talking. Right now, you can grab 25% off our unlimited data sim. That's just $18.75 a month with no speed restrictions, no credit check, and no long contract to tie you in. Now that's smarty. Just search Smarty Mobile and switch today. It's easy. Offer available for a limited time only. See smarty.co.uk for terms.
Oh my God, you're so limber.
Don't you just love music?
Do you have any Megadeth?
Right on, welcome to New Music Saturday Part 2, hashtag NMS with myself, the Doc of Rock, Dr. Bones, and my best mate and co-host, partner in crime, the guitarist, everybody they were, Mike Five.
You know so bad yourself, mate. That's quite an intro, thank you. Mate, what an absolutely, I know I say it every week, what a stunning Part 1. That really was just full on. Just everything in there, and that was proper cool. You know, there was some real good rock and roll, some real good alternative stuff. It's all pretty cool, man. And we've got a great part two as well. I'm properly excited. I'm just scoffing some soup in the break there, just because I haven't eaten yet. And
why? Because I can.
This is so cool. Yeah, loving it, mate. Loving it.
Right on. Well, we're going to kick it off here with a brand new Lemonade Kid song. This is off his double A-side, Criminals in Copenhagen. So it's called Send Me Away. Dig this, Lemonade Kid.
Don't send me away again.
Right on. Lemonade Kid off his double A-side, Criminals in Copenhagen, that was Send Me Away. And definitely a great tune and really enjoy it. And he has done so much, and he's just so experimental with everything he does. And it's always so cool to hear what he has next, because you never know what you're going to get. And that's the fun part about his music, is he's always kind of keeping you on your feet and letting you know, kind of like, you know what? You're not going to know what I'm gonna do next.
That's what I love about him. The whole range of stuff that he's capable of doing, and he draws on so many different influences and creates these amazing tunes. I mean, that's an absolute banger. It's a really groovy, exciting track, and it's one... There was a study, wasn't there, that said something about playing and listening to music sort of uses all different parts of your brain. You can feel the synapses and the brain waves flowing when you listen to something like that. You just, it gets you all tingly in the head. I love it. It's an absolute star. Absolute star. Shout out to Stuart Clack Lewis's message to say he's tuning in. Good evening, brother. Hope you're well. Hope you enjoy the match of the day. That's normally what he watches before
That being said, we're going to play the message he left us, so dig this.
Hi guys, it's Stuart from the PMM Radio Show here. Love your show, always tuning in, and much love. If you're doing requests, could I have Pesticide by the Gallery, please? Nice one, cheers, thanks, bye.
And just to thank him, this is a clip for one of our favorite movies called What We Do in the Shadows, filmed in New Zealand, a mockumentary of vampires. So here we go with Stu. So there you go, Stu, man. We love you, brother, and thank you so much for everything you've done for the show and help us out. We really appreciate it.
Proper star. I don't think we are doing requests, but we'll try and squeeze it in one day. If they sent us that try, they've never got it.
Oh, yeah, I don't think we did, to be honest with you, but it's okay. And one thing I will do is I'll post it in a minute or so here. I am wearing my Premium Blend Radio Show bracelet from Stu, so a big thank you to him for that as well. So man, great, and thank you so much. We get some more voice messages coming up here soon. But let's get going with the new Jokestar, which actually, you know what? Let's give you one moment here. Let's pull up Juxta's voice message as well, because this is just before his new song here.
Oh, yeah, nice.
And he's always very grateful to the show, so I believe this is it. So here we go, yes.
Hey, guys, this is Jokestar. Yes. I just want to say thanks for all your amazing support. You guys are just fantastic. You're supporting all the independent musicians. Keep up the great work and keep having fun. That's the most important thing. See ya!
There you go. There was Jokestar. Now here we go with, well, you don't have to be lonely. Dig this. Right on. Jokester, you don't need to be lonely. That was a great tune, man. That was very experimental, very like industrial, like 80s. It just a melange of a smorgasbord of music. It was a great tune. Loved it.
Yeah, it's a brilliant tune, isn't it? I have my microphone in a weird place. That's a brilliant tune. What I love about that is that kind of pulse in it. So the pulse in the music is absolutely fantastic because it's kind of that, it's 3 a.m., the club's kind of going to close down any minute and we're going to play some stuff to mellow you out kind of thing. And then you obviously got his vocal. He's got really unique and stunning and very, very well-pitched voice, and he suits all sorts of styles. But going over that with those big, long notes is absolutely brilliant. It's an absolutely stunning track. Thank you, Juxta, for the message as well. We do appreciate the support. And in terms of you saying all those nice things about us, well, we just do it because we love it. And as long as people keep sending us music, we'll keep playing it. So happy days. But, yeah, that's a very good tune. I just love the diversity in the stuff he does. He just does all sorts of stuff and seems to nail it all. So happy days.
Right on. Well, I'm just looking for our next song here. And it's pretty much ready to go. So the first one we have up is a band called Hands of Blue. And this is their newest release, which they sent to us the same way they finished up, which is awesome. It's a song called The Patient. This one's called... So the song's called The Patient by a band called Hands of Blue, and one of our favorites. And just a nod to Gina Ender, you guys need to come back on the show very, very soon. Let us know what works for you, please, and we'll have you on NMS 130 very, very soon. So until then, Hands of Blue, The Patient. Dig this. Hands of Blue with The Patient. That's our newest single they sent to us about probably about 2 months ago. But great tune, man. Gina's vocals just keep improving by the day and sounding more and more amazing. And Ender has just this mixing, and it is, what a great band. What a great tune. It just this so evolved from what they first started as. And if you know what the background was from the interview, it just absolutely amazing.
Yeah, absolutely stunner. I mean, that track, I can't believe it was that long ago, maybe it was, but it dropped into the inbox during the show, didn't it? And we managed to get it onto part two that week. And it's just like, so we played it, you know, first time having never heard it, but obviously knowing it was Hands of Blue, it's going to be amazing. And it was just mind-blowing. And you just think, how do they do it? Like, I even asked them at the time, in one of the interviews, I was like, how do you actually go about writing a song like that? It's completely alien to me. anything electronic is slightly alien to me in terms of how you go about writing it, but absolutely amazing. Just really, really, really strong. And the melody is amazing and just absolutely brilliant. I love everything about this band. I think they're fantastic. We just want loads more tracks. That's the thing we need right now, I think.
Well, that's right, eh?
Yeah.
So, man.
Send us 10 more.
we're gonna keep it rolling here with a brand new Cutthroat Francis song, and this is off their new EP, which is a garden ain't gonna grow. So the song is called "Too Much Fun." Oh, sorry, the Too Much Fun Club. Take this, Cutthroat Francis.
Picks herself up, brushes off, decides to ramble on home. She wonders if she will ever survive in this peculiar world. She passes sounds of laughter, here's an old friend she's looking after. Why don't you sink one more drink before bed? It's what you need then, it's what he said. Wherever I go, I keep walking.
right on. Cutthroat Francis with Too Much Fun Party off their new EP, This Garden Ain't Gonna Grow. And man, this group, love for vocals. I just love the mix of different styles of music. We had a chance to interview them before, once after a festival, and we're going to do it again very, very soon when they got better Wi-Fi signal or what have you. So we'll do that very, very soon, hopefully the next month or so. But the new EP is awesome, and it's a great tune, and just shows their talent of how much they are together as a band, like, and just always blows my mind.
Yeah, it's absolutely brilliant. The sound they get, and, you know, there's a couple of them play different instruments and stuff like that, but the sound they get is so incredible and so full on. It's really cool, really unique, fantastic vocals, again, great songwriting, which is quite often a theme on this show, actually. I think you and I are naturally drawn to you know, well-written songs. But yeah, great songwriting. I can only imagine they're amazing live. They played all sorts of gigs and festivals over the summer in various places up and down the country, and they were great fun to interview with. Who was the band that was playing in the background very loudly in the field they're in? Anyway, yeah, brilliant tune. This new EP is brilliant. And also, you know, I don't think I'm the only one that feels a bit sad that the garden won't grow, but I'll get over it because the music's so good.
Right on, man. So next up is another band who has an album coming out in the next couple of weeks, 2 or 3 weeks. It's a band called Dandelion Charm. And this one is a song off their new album called Flicker. Yeah. The album's called Many Dreamers. And it comes out in about 2 or 3 weeks. And this one's called Flicker. Dig this. Dandelion Charm.
Thank you.
Right on. Dandelion Charm from Many Dreamers. Their new album come out in about 2-3 weeks. One's called Flicker. And another good, just hippie 60s, 70s tune. I just, the vocals and the harmonies are just fantastic. They do such a great job every single time they do a song. So there's not much more to say about that, but they're a great band.
Yeah, I'm a massive fan of these guys. I think they do, you know, some really, really cool stuff. I love that. They are a proper hippie kind of band, which is really cool. Just the vocal harmonies, just, oh man, every song's different, but it's always got those vocal harmonies, and they are so good. It's a real feature of the band. I'm really looking forward to that album coming out. I want to go to the launch, but I'm conscious it's on a Saturday night, and the week after I'm not doing the show because I'm doing the Off the Record Independent Music Festival. So I need to weigh up: do I take 2 weeks off? Because I miss you so much, Bonesy. You know, I'm not sure if I can cope. But maybe we start later that evening or something. I don't know, but yeah, it would be amazing if you are around. I think it's in Worthing, the Bar 42. So if you're in my neck of the woods, in sort of Sussex South area, well worth going to see that, because it's gonna be an absolutely banging night. But they
you know, Em and I will be there, right? So
I was talking to the listeners, not to you personally. You've been here, you got the timing wrong, you can't see Dandelion Charm, I'm sorry. Tough. I was talking to people listening, but yeah, whatever.
Oh please. Brian. No, Brian. Alright, well man, we have so much more great stuff coming up here. Next up is a band. This is courtesy of Jasper PR. And this one, the band's called Alice's Night Circus. One's called The Show Must Go On. Checked out this tripped out great vocal. Man, this is amazing. Dig this. Right on. Alice's Night Circus with The Show Must Go On, courtesy of Jasper PR. And that's just a tripped out, kind of ghostly, kind of haunting, creepy stuff we needed for this part of part two. And a big shout out to Ron Bowes, who's listening to the show. It's another cracking tune, and thank you, Ron. We have your song coming up very, very soon from your new album, Diary of a Scoundrel, which is awesome, by the way. So he sent it to us, so thank you, Ron Bowes, for that. But, man, I love Alice's Circus, or Alice's Night Circus, because you got so much great tunes for such a small EP. But, wow, this just, yeah, I love it.
Yeah, it's an absolutely, another absolutely brilliant track. There are so many tracks that are sent to this show that are stunning. That is, I don't even know where to begin with that. There's so much going on. It just sounds really cool. I'm really tripped out. I'm really kind of... Oh man, it gets in your head, and I love it. That is a wicked tune, man.
Right on. So next up, we're gonna get to Mr. Ron Bowes, and the song's called "Every Dog Has His Day." This is off his brand new album, "Diary of a Scoundrel." Dig this, Ron Bowes.
Set me free.
Right on. Ron Bowes and Every Dog Has His Day from his brand new album, Diary of a Scoundrel. And great, awesome tune, man. It just so blues and jazzy, ripped up, and just gritty vocals, man. Great tune. Loved it.
Yeah, it's proper cool. That one's kind of bluesy, funky, chilled out, laid back. There's a certain amount of... There's a certain amount of smooth with Ron Bowes sometimes, isn't it? You know, you feel like he's the kind of bloke where, you know, you'd sit and, you know, maybe he'd come up to you in a bar and you'd have a little chat, and then before you know it, suddenly you're at his house drinking whiskey, playing, you know, old blues records or something like that. I bet he could chat his way in or out of any situation he wanted to, and that song sort of represents that. It's proper smooth. I love it. His guitar work, as always, is absolutely brilliant. Very cool, man. That was a great tune.
Right on. Well, next up is another one of our bands that are in the running to see which single we like the best. It's a band called Crosswires. Their new album comes out in about 2 weeks, called A Life We Sing. The song's called Paradise Club 1953. Dig this.
I promise, 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 I prom
Crosswires with Paradise Club 1953. And that album comes out in 2 weeks called A Life Extinct. And what a great tune. And they have put out nothing but gold in the past, like, 5 years sold out roughly all the EPs. And it's finally their chance to get their first time full-length album. And great tune. Love the album. And coming to play more and interview Jonathan again about the album. But until then, great tune.
Yeah, another brilliant, brilliant tune, and another really difficult one to choose in that poll. So I don't know which is my favourite. I've just put that up live, but that's just, I don't know, it's got that same thing where it's this wall of sound in places. It sounds really big, but it also sounds like it's, you know, recorded in a club that holds like 30 people, mm-hmm. and everyone's just rocking out and going mental, and it's just a brilliant combination. I absolutely love it. Great tune, great band. A couple of weeks, is it, that come the whole thing comes out? Yep. It's gonna be awesome. It's gonna be properly good.
Well, man, we have another one coming up here. This is a great tune. This is a band, again, called Johnny Stranger. This is their third single, the last one of the three singles. Their first one released. This one's called P is for Pompeii. Dig this.
Up for dinner, living in perpetual horror, postmodern Sodom and Gomorrah. Another life gone triptych. In the book, we're such dirty liars. Gonna get wet in the fire.
Right on. P is for Pompeii by Johnny Stranger. That was their very first release, their very first single. And man, what a great tune that was. I just, very alternative, very rock and roll, and I just flat out awesome.
P is for phenomenal. See what I did there?
Oh, very good.
Brilliant tune.
Oh, King, I mean, very nice.
Thank you. Just, that's a stunning, that's a phenomenal tune. Just to say it again, but it's absolutely stunning. I really, really love it. I'll be honest, if I was going to vote in that poll, I don't think I can vote on my own poll, but if I was going to vote in that poll, that would probably just clinch it for me. But all three of their tracks that they sent us are just absolutely brilliant. And also very different from each other, which is cool. And I'm looking forward to seeing how that all comes together. They're quite a new band. They're going to, I mean, they've got their own sound, but they're going to refine that and define that and then tear it up and read it again, I suspect. And it's going to be amazing. So, yeah, I love all three of these. I think they're brilliant. Great band, mate. Really talented.
Right on. Well, next up is a message and a song from Operation Neptune Spear. So here's a message.
Bacon! that's my all the messages were great, but that was one of my favorites just because I was flicking through playing the messages.
Bacon!
And I happened to be sitting in William's room at the time, and William heard that, for anyone who's not listened before, William's 7, he heard that and just rolled around the floor laughing. He was like, why has someone sent you a message saying bacon? I was like, I don't really know, but I like it. Brilliant.
Bacon! So here you go, Operation Neptune Spear, and the heavy song they've done so far called Zeitgeist. Dig this.
Take who I am.
Right on. Operation Neptune Spear with Zetgeist, and probably the heaviest song he has done to date. And man, is it just ever like just like boom, right in your face and just crushing it? Just my god, it's just heavy as fuck.
Yeah, that sums up Operation Neptune Spear, isn't it? Heavy as fuck, man. It really is. It's loud and it's aggressive and it's riffy and it's powerful and it's brilliant and I think he's awesome. And I guess the only thing that's missing from that track is him screaming the word bacon. I think he should do that in a song. Because that would be good. This is brilliant.
That was amazing.
Thank you for the message, Operation Neptune Spear. Thank you for engaging in the show. And yeah, just absolutely brilliant. And by the way, Johnny Stranger as well. I've just replied to the poll going, they're all terrible. In regards to their three songs, I disagree completely, and I'm sure everyone else does as well. So get on Twitter at Mike1in5 at DRC Bones and prove them wrong. Vote.
Yes.
Vote.
Yes. So, so we have four songs left to get to tonight. Just before we get to them, we're gonna get to our next artist, and she left us a voicemail, my god, a voicemail via Anchor, which everybody should do. My apologies, pardon. So this is Alex Julia. Listen to this first.
Hi, this is Alex Julia. I wanted to see if you wanted to check out my new song, Counting Stars, on Spotify. Also, I have an upcoming track, A Better Part of Me, coming out October 31st, which is off the new EP coming out in November. So again, this is Alex Julia. If you could give me a listen on Spotify and possibly feature me on the show, that would be amazing. Thank you so much.
And that's how it works, and we will have her on for an interview. So here is her song, Alex Julia, called Counting Stars. Dig this.
My heart again. You love to make me up.
Right on. That was a very good tune. That was Counting Stars by Alex Julia, and she left us a voicemail on Anchor as well. Great tune. Love the vocals. Very, very powerful. And yeah, can't wait to hear more.
Yeah, man, that was a really cool one. That was, it kind of, it reminded me of when I was sort of young and in my house, basically, my dad would listen to like Black Sabbath and Led Zeppelin and Deep Purple and, you know, stuff like that. And my mum would listen to like Simply Red and Alison Moyet and people like that. And it kind of reminded me of that side of my childhood, which was really cool because it had that kind of 80s vibe to it. Obviously, it's kind of synthy and funky and there's a cool guitar solo in there and stuff. But yeah, I really like that track. And actually, that was... so as far as I'm aware, because I hadn't heard of her before, I think someone retweeted one of the tweets that one of us wrote about, you know, you can leave a message and say hello to the show sort of thing. And she saw that retweet and did it. And then I sent her a message and said, oh, we can't download it from Spotify, but, you know, drop us the track sort of thing. And she sent us the track and I was like, oh, this is really cool. So, yeah, absolutely brilliant. That's the power of social media, but really cool track. And she actually said, oh, cool, I'm looking for, you know, podcasts and stuff to check out while I'm at work. So hopefully we've got a new listener there as well. Yeah, really, really cool track. Go check it out. Thank you very much for the message. Obviously, I'm loving this message thing. I think it's just the simplest feature ever, but it's
me
so
too.
Cool. It's like, what a great way to break it up. And hear different things from people,
right.
And voices and stuff. It's wicked. Yeah, cool. All right. Track, man.
So we're going to our final song before we hit Rave from the Grave. So our next song up is a band that we all know and love, a band called Crushed by Pimps. This one is called Margot Goes Boho. Ha ha ha. Genius.
In my house in North London and practice transcendental meditation. It involves thinking about a personal mantra to clear your subconscious. I drink hot water and lemon, then have porridge for breakfast with almond milk and honey. I've got a sweet tooth. 11 a.m. pre-New York shopping in Marylebone High Street. I buy Tabitha Simmons ballet flats and a jacket from Matches.
Goes boho again. We all know about Margot, my friend. When Margot goes boho again, we all know about Margot, my friend.
For lunch, I'm obsessed with a chicken aioli hot dog because I'm trying to only.
Crushed by Pimps and Margot Goes Boho. And literally, ha ha ha, genius. What a great tune that was. And, you know, I can't say that good things. I just talked to M2 and said, I can't wait to do our Niagara Falls trip again. And with, of course, Ray Prince as our, essentially our,
official soundtrack.
Yep.
Mate, they're just, I love that track. I love that album / EP. I suppose it's technically an album, but some of those tracks are very short. But it's just, there's something that I've said it before, but there's something about it that reflects perfectly the world that we live in at the moment. And it's quirky and it's dissonant and it's disruptive and it's interesting and it's exciting and it's new and it's just fantastic. Mm-hmm. And it's a very, very different, you know, there aren't many albums that come along and do all of those things. This is great music. We've played almost 30 odd tracks already this evening that are all absolutely stunning in their own way. But I think the reason I love this album so much is it just feels really different and really now, and I think that's a very cool thing. So yeah, great artist, great track, probably my favorite track on that album. Love it.
Right on, man. We got three more songs. We got two, and this is Rave in the Grave, and just let me see if I can find that the intro to that very quickly.
If not, it kind of goes, Rave from the Grave.
Rave from the Grave.
Yeah,
I
love that.
Yeah.
A bit.
A bit. No, I don't think it's happening. So, not tonight, but we'll have it for another night. So we have a couple.
We'll do it together, right? So we'll go 3, 2, 1, and we'll both do it.
All right, three.
And that'll work perfectly with no problems, honestly.
Okay, 3, 2, 1. Now it's time for Rave from the Grave. That was totally offbeat, but whatever. So here we go.
Whatever.
With a band that has recently joined that era, a band called Cold 48. The song's called Disconnected. Dig this.
To believe, let's go on, surrounded by it.
Right on. That was Cult 48 and Disconnected. That's off their new EP, and unfortunately, they are no more. And I'm sorry, I tried to get M tweeted because Boss was trying to take his pain pill, and he wasn't taking it. So there's just a little bit of a kerfuffle there. We got sorted, though. Also, he's done. So we have two more from Ray from the Grave, and it's too bad. But the next one up is a band called Proud Honey, and the song's called Weekend Millionaire, which you all wish you were, so dig this.
See the light.
Right on. Proud Honey and Weekend Millionaire with a Rave from the Grave. And it's so kind of weird, but kind of cool to him too. He calls Stu Bartwicky, who is the singer for Proud Honey, moved from Scotland back to Calgary, Alberta, Canada, and is now a realtor. A realtor. Musician to realtor. Kind of crazy, eh? But, man, what a great tune that was. I love this tune. It's one of my favorites. It's one reason to play a lot. And we have one more to go, but I'll let Mike give his 2 cents first, and then we'll get into the last songs.
Yeah, cool, man. Well, I mean, both of those last tracks are amazing, and the sad thing about Rave from the Grave is obviously the fact that the bands have split up, because that's why they're in Rave from the Grave. So it was very disappointing to hear the news about Cold 48, but I'm glad we've still got some amazing music. And then these guys, I think we only found out recently.
And an interview from his front seat of his car.
Is it what, sorry?
And an interview from the front seat of his car.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the thing. It was like, oh, but he was that cool guy that did that.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And then obviously these guys as well. And he's like, oh, why? Get it together, lads. But do you know what? We've still got the music. It's still cool. That is a brilliant tune. It's like grungy and fun and exciting and awesome. And I love it. Sad, but bittersweet, because we've still got great music out of it. So I don't know, man. I never know how I feel about this segment.
I know, eh? And our last song of the night, one of my all-time personal favorites by Mr. Susan, is a song called Bathrobes and Towels. It's a great tune. Dig this.
Guy with a high school education, and I wasn't a very good student. I am from the minimum wage working world. That was what I was doing before I joined Black Flag. I was earning $3.50 an hour scooping ice cream and taking inventory and making the nightly deposit at a Haagen-Dazs in Washington, D.C. I am basically equipped to park your car, sweep up after your pet, and put fries in a bag as you drive by a box on the side of a Wendy's. young person, you'll find in your life that sometimes your great ambitions will be momentarily stymied, thwarted, marginalized by those who were perhaps luckier, come from money, where more doors opened, where college was a given. It was not a student loan. It was something that dad paid for. To where an ease and confidence in life was almost a birthright, where for you, it was a very hard climb. Okay, that happens all the time.
Right on. Last song of Rave from the Grave. That was Mr. Susan off their album, a popularity contest called Bathrobes and Towels. And that is the badass best tune they've ever come out with. So much fun. Love that tune. And just can't get enough of it. And unfortunately, that is the end of NMS Part 1 and 2. We've had such a great time. Mike, what have you thought of tonight's show?
Oh, man. Well, it's been amazing, hasn't it? Because we've been on a bit of a journey, which we quite often do. We've started with some alternative, punky, grungy. We've gone a bit heavy. We've gone a bit weird and wonderful. We've gone to Rave from the Grave. We've had some cool messages. I really enjoyed that. I'm really pleased that we found that we were able to get, you know, pleased that we found that feature so people can upload the messages, because I think that's proper cool. It's been really, really cool, man. I've had a great show. We have tried to play all, you know, as many of the tracks as we can that have come through this week, and we will continue to do so. I know that there's one person just asked me if we played a certain track. I was like, I think so, but I'll check the recording in case we went the wrong way around. But if not, we'll do it next week. Basically, it's been awesome. I've enjoyed hearing you announce all of the amazing song names in the way that only you can, and I've had a lovely time. Is that a long enough answer to your question?
Oh, very much so. And I'm just trying to find.
No, keep talking. Go.
No. I'm just trying to find one more part to it, and for some reason, it doesn't seem to upload it properly. So, just give me one more moment here. Find it, because I know I literally redid it earlier this afternoon. So, just give me moment, just one moment, please.
Can we just play Operation Neptune Spear saying bacon over and over again until you find whatever you're looking for?
You think so, but yes.
Bacon.
My God.
Well, listen, while you do that, I'll just say to everyone, I hope you enjoyed the show. You can go to newmusicsaturday.com and you'll be able to find all our links to Twitter and social media and replay the show. You can listen to it on Apple Podcasts or iTunes or whatever it's called now, Spotify, Spreaker, Mixcloud, all those sorts of things. You can listen to it on the app Collective Records radio show on a Sunday night, which is well worth checking out as well. And we're kind of the part of the pre-show. So, yeah, there's lots of ways to listen and catch up. Thank you very much for listening. Did you find the film you were looking for?
Yeah.
Shrink it in that Krieger out.
That's what I'm looking for. Krieger out.
That's worth the wait.
Exactly. Until next time, guys, thank you so much for listening. We've had a great time. We appreciate all support and credit you give us, as well as the voicemails. So please keep me coming until next time. This has been Dr. Bones and Mike Five saying, this has been an awesome night. It's been rock and roll and any and all over the up in place. So until then, we'll talk to you soon. Bones out, Mike Five.
Cheers, guys.
We're done. Have a good night, everybody. Bones out.
Question the harm that words can do. Question a relationship centered on texting. Question if a teenager really could drive her boyfriend to take his own life. Question her motive, love or power. Question the verdict. Question free speech. Question your version of events. Question everything. I Love You Now Die, The Commonwealth versus Michelle Carter. Available from 6th of October on Sky Crime, the new home of true crime.
At the Bank of Antandek, mortgages are on the menu.
I was in the chippy last night and it hit me.
Go on.
We should give all our new mortgage customers £1,000 of spuds.
Potatoes.
Yeah, jackets, roasties, dolphin wires. I mean, what's not to love?
Hey, yeah, we could call it
Mashback. Genius.
Meanwhile, at Santander, they're giving their customers £1,000 cash back on selected first-time buyer mortgages. See what's possible at Santander.
Lending subject to status and criteria. Cashback given on completion and repayable if mortgage closed within 2 years. Offer can be withdrawn. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.